The so-called new government of Canada is making us looking pretty schizophrenic. First, we have the biggest convention of climate authorities in the world, the Climate Convention, last December in Montreal. Then Stephen Harper grabs the reins of power only to announce that Canada's bailing out of the Kyoto Protocol to reduce greenhouse gases. And then he dumps more climate change programs. Peter Ronald is with the BC Sustainable Energy Association. Peter, what is going on now?
Well, it's a good question to ask Stephen Harper and Rona Ambrose, the Federal Minister of Environment. The Canadian leadership on Kyoto and climate change has obviously hit the skids with the change of government last year. The Conservative government is not just equivocating and hesitating, they seem to be actually acting in counterproductively to the goals of the international community to control greenhouse gas emissions and control climate change.
So, but they've announced they're going to have a new Made in Canada, and that, of course, appeals to our egos here in Canada. Why should we participate with the rest of the world and the rest of the climate experts? Is this going anywhere, really? Yeah, my question, I guess, relates to the new climate tour is happening because they're talking about making a Made in Canada program, but we really don't have any input to it. Right. They're not asking the public what they think about climate change.
You may have noticed that the federal government is all about sloganeering right now. So Made in Canada is a bumper sticker, the same way their new government logo is becoming a bumper sticker. They're not about policy, or at least they are, but they're covering it in a veneer of public relations and spin. Made in Canada plan is still a speculative venture. We haven't seen anything. We have not seen any public consultation on what a Made in Canada plan should be made of. If the government has so little interest in reducing greenhouse gas emissions and solving the climate change puzzle, they should say so. And there are many of us who have been working for a long time on those solutions. We'd like a kick at that can.
Now, your group and the Climate Action Network of Canada are getting together on a series of talks or public input. Can you tell me about that?
The Climate Action Network is an umbrella organization in Canada based out of Ottawa. The BC Sustainable Energy Association is one of its many member groups. The Climate Action Network is touring Canada right now. They're visiting cities from coast to coast, and they were in Vancouver last night, Victoria the night before, and tonight they'll be on Salt Spring Island, talking to British Columbians and Canadians generally about what a Made in Canada plan ought to look like. We will take the input that we receive at these sessions all across the country and roll it up into a report delivered to Rona Ambrose's desk later this fall.
So if people missed the workshops, is there some way they can still get their word in?
Yes, they can do that in a couple of ways. The BC Sustainable Energy Association has a dynamic website at bcsea.org, and you can provide input there. The climatetour.org is the website of the Climate Action Network, and they are receiving input as well.
I think they might be climatetour.ca, actually.
Thank you. That's correct.
Yeah.
Climatetour.ca is the website that the Climate Action Network has set up for this purpose, and everyone is warmly welcomed to provide input to the report that we will be preparing for the Conservative government.
And then, you know, this whole subject is so depressing. We're going to hear a radio piece on this show from James Lovelock saying that, well, it may be too late. But we are looking for people to get together and wake up and get going. Well, one of the things that I'm looking forward to is Guy Dauncey is going to be speaking at the 60th anniversary for the Van City event. And that's coming up this Monday, the 25th. And it's at the Italian Cultural Center. It's free. You just have to get a hold of Van City ahead of time and let them know you're coming. And I've heard him speak. We have a 15-minute recording, for example, of him speaking at the Montreal Convention. And he's a really dynamic speaker, and he's put out this book called 101 Solutions to Climate Change. And that's the sort of information we're going to need a lot of, don't you think?
Guy Dauncey is the president of my association, and he and our organization generally are all about solutions. There are so many ways to be active right now, positively and happily, in pursuing solutions personally, politically, in the policy realm, but also practically through our everyday choices of transportation, heating, and lighting options. Guy Dauncey is a breath of fresh air, a real inspiration. I'm very proud to work with Guy. And Bill Reese will also be speaking on Monday night at this event. Bill Reese is from UBC and is the person who popularized the concept of ecological footprint. If all of us took seriously our inputs and our effect, and tried to minimize our influence on the ecology, many small changes would make for a large avalanche of change. And I think we'd see some of these very intimidating problems, if not resolve, at least moderate. And that's what we're after right now with regards to climate change. We need to moderate and slow the implications of greenhouse gas emissions and global climate change.
Well, that's also what this program is about, and I hope you will tell other people about it, because we see a really big problem coming up for planet Earth right now, especially from climate change, but all the things that radiate out from it. So that's Radio EcoShock on CFRO 102.7 FM Co-op Radio. Well, Peter Ronald, thank you for talking with us again today. Can you give us the websites again?
The BC Sustainable Energy Association is at bcsea.org, and the climate tour tonight on Salt Spring and input for the Made in Canada consultation that we're conducting is climatetour.ca.
Well, thanks a lot, and that's a way for people to get their input and not wait for Mr. Harper, but to get going on this very important issue. Peter Ronald from the Sustainable Energy Association.